Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Andrea, and we are conducting a survey about youth substance use founded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, and your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community to make sure that we are speaking to people of all ages. Are you between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you very much. And what is your gender? These are ethnographical questions.
I'm female.
Thank you so much. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of the answer, just give me your best guess. Note that we mentioned marijuana, but we're referring to the illegal youth use, not the medical marijuana prescribed by the doctor. So how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a week.
Okay, thank you. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, like marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrated in any form, like hash or hash oil? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
God.
Remember, it's your
Oh,
best guess. Okay.
yeah. I don't know.
Okay, not a problem. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Maybe tried once a year, maybe.
Once, well, we have daily, once a week, twice a month, once a month, once or twice a year. Try
Okay.
once.
And you're talking about teens, like from like 13 to 18 kind of thing?
Yeah, teenagers. Basically, what does cover teenagers
Okay.
in your school district?
I say yearly, the yearly one.
Yearly. Okay. Now I'm gonna read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, strongly disagree, or you're neutral. For each statement. Also, for your opinion about what most adults in your community think, if you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess, okay? Some of
This
the
isn't
statements might
about
be similar,
adults.
but they are not the same. Yes, here's my first statement. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, strongly disagree, or you're neutral?
In my community, I'd say neutral.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes, I agree.
Agree. Okay, thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Yeah, we're not in medical still, right? We're talking about freely,
Illegal.
right?
Yes.
Okay. Should not was the answer.
Yeah, we
Should
have, if
not.
it's not, it's disagree or strongly disagree.
Oh, wait. Say the question again so I answer right.
Not a problem. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
In my community. Should not. Well, I don't know my community well enough to know. Let me say neutral.
Okay, thank you. My community.
I'm not sure.
Okay, not a problem. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Yeah, I agree.
Most adults in my community think that we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I'll have to stay on neutral because I don't know about my community.
Okay, thank you. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
It's not what I think. It's about the community, right? So I'm going to have to stay neutral.
Okay, now parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Yes, I agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Yes, I agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes, I strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Okay, say it again.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I'm going to say I agree, but I'm not really sure.
Not a problem. Keep in mind we don't have good or bad answers. It's your best guess or what you saw or what you think,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
I agree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Okay, thank you for your patience. We're almost done. Vaping or you?
Hello? 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 I guess we're done. Hello?